All right. So, John, we're doing a bonus episode right now.
My God.
It looks like I'm unprepared right now because I haven't looked over the notes in a minute. So it looks, I have written down here, it looks like now we know what kind of music lover has the most partners, because there's been a survey. So John, I'm going to have you take some guesses at which genre increases your chances of getting laid, actually, okay? So I guess that's what this is about. What genre increases your chances of getting laid?
Okay.
Based on, you know, if that's the genre you like.
Let's all right. See.
Okay, so I'm going to pull it up right now. I don't know what the answers are, but John, you're going to take some guesses. There was The Daily Star has written, which, who knows? Music fans who bed the most partners, but it's bad news if you like a specific genre. Okay? Ooh. So I want you to tell me what you think that genre is, too. So the little subtitle for this article is, could your music taste impact how much action you get in the bedroom? All right, John. So let's take some guesses here. I should say that this poll was conducted. It's a British poll conducted by a cheaty dating site called Illicit Encounters. They asked 1,000 Britons about this. Okay. Apparently, the baseline for lifetime lovers in British is 6 for men and 4 for women. Now, the added metric of musical preference has been included in this to see if that average goes up. Okay? So, John, what genre of music do you think increases the likelihood of someone getting laid? Based off the genre they like.
R&B.
R&B, okay. R&B actually comes in third.
Okay. No, I'm going to get 3-2-1. That's my plan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course. So remember that British lifetime lovers for men is 6 on average and 4 for women. It looks like your average goes up to 11 if you like R&B, if R&B is your taste, your favorite taste in music.
Rap and hip hop.
Okay. That is number 2. So you are going from 3-2-1. And 15 is the baseline for the average lovers you'll have in a lifetime, if that's your main go-to for music.
Techno and electronica.
Did not make the list.
Ass.
Okay. So do you want me to tell you what the top is?
Yeah, I missed it.
I think we should know this based off of past surveys we've talked about on this podcast. But metal, if you like metal, if that's your preferred taste in music, your lifetime lover score goes up to 17. Just, man, you're just all the notches in your belt.
Well, it doesn't count if they're dead and then you're, you know.
Oh, it doesn't say that. That's true. Okay. So maybe it does count.
Postmortem.
All right, so do you want to take a guess at which genre basically decreases your chances?
Indie rock?
Nope. I'll give you one more.
Children's music?
Yes.
Kid pop?
Definitely. Not listed, but definitely. But what is listed, based on what's listed here, John, you should be happy that you're wifed up. And
jazz?
And getting some on the regular, yeah. Jazz and folk. They come in at 3. It decreases your chance. Because remember, the average lifetime lovers in for British men is 6 and 4 for women. But if you like jazz as your preferred taste in music, it's 3.
Women love talking about your record collection.
Yeah, is that it?
Nothing more intriguing. Oh, this is a first British pressing. Oh.
Yeah, I think when you talk about your vinyl, I can actually hear Beth's eyes roll. Yeah.
I can hear the room dry up.
So, and this is a quote from Illicit Encounters, where this survey was conducted. They said, people who enjoy listening to high-energy music, like heavy metal, are often more extroverted with a zest for adventure, and that's reflected in the high number of lovers they've bedded. If you're a jazz lover, it's more likely you're a cool cat who's more in touch with your emotions and have fewer notches on your romantic score.
And probably a cleaner dick.
Oh, yeah.
By the sound of it, yeah.
Very true. Sticks. And, you know, that might be more appealing than when it comes to your taste in music. Mm-hmm. Right?
So think about it, ladies.
There you go.
And gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. That's the bonus episode for today. So, guys and gals, if you're wanting to get those numbers up in the bedroom, you have to start liking heavy metal.
Insane Clown Posse will get you laid.
Yep. Juggalos, become part of that community.
Do you want nasty Juggalo sex?
You probably don't, but if it's all about the numbers, then maybe you do. So, hear me out. You want to go start liking heavy metal music. If that's not your cup of tea, then go straight to hip-hop, because that's going to be your next best bet. And if that doesn't do it, you want to go R&B, and you want to stay in those lanes. So guys, girls, go get some.
Do you want your sex on the side of all day back sweat?
If you do.
Just festival sweat. I was surprised. Was techno even on there anywhere?
It's not mentioned. But I mean, once drugs are involved, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're sticking where.
You know what? Maybe of the 1,000 Britons asked, maybe there were more asked, but the techno people were, you know, passed out, so they couldn't ask them. They couldn't finish the study. So, who knows? But there you go, guys. There's the numbers. I hope you learned something.
I know I did.
If those numbers are important to you, I hope you change your lifestyle. And let us know. You know, let us know how it goes. I want to know what you're listening to now, and I want to know what your count is currently. And then let's give it a year. Change your taste in music. Let's see if that number goes up. And then we want to hear about all of your adventures. So let us know.
Tell us your dirty stories.
Oh, everybody can always use a dirty story, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's close it out. All right, guys, that'll do it for this episode. So thanks so much for tuning in. If you're really digging our show, please consider helping us spread the word and leaving us a review in Apple Podcasts and or on Spotify. A 5-star review is always greatly appreciated. And please let us know what you're digging most about the show and what you'd like to hear more of. So with that, thanks again. And remember, spread love.
Peace out.